is a prana which continues and it is immortal also. Prana is the name of the soul and the spirit also. It keeps on collecting all the experience which you go through life, in many, many, many lives. It is a sort of a record.
But then a joint also contains head, no? It's not a place of prana.
If prana is actually animating it, but the center, it is not the center of the prana. If I will cut your hand, you will continue to live. So the place of prana, prana is spirit, also it is one of the name of Shiva also, prana. So when you are practicing pranayama, it is not only that you are practicing with your breath, so many things are connected with that. Your life source, Shiva himself as a guru, all your past experiences, memories, everything, you are actually regulating them as well as regulating your breath. Breath is supposed to be a gross carrier of prana. And that carries the memories. And memories are of your karma, which all the experiences which you have went through.
So
it's a very complicated thing.
So prana in its center records all the experiences, and when the person passes away, it goes away with all
the... It is recorded in the breath also. You know the phenomena of Caesar's breath? Some of the physics books say that when Brutus stabbed Julius Caesar, he said, add to Brutus and breath is last. The last breath contains so many air molecules that over the years they envelop the whole earth. And now when everybody is taking a breath, one molecule of the Caesar's breath is going in and going out. And all the molecules retain some sort of memory and energy and the vibration of that particular person. That is why in India, where avatars have done their play and their major work, you see the Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill, so he must have breathed a little bit heavily. And he lived here for a very long time, so his air molecules are permeating the whole area. So we are breathing here, so lot of air molecules which Krishna himself breath are going in and out. So air molecules, water, they all are carriers of the prana. All the five elements, mind it. And they contain the memory also. So your particular memory is in your prana, which the breath is just a carrier. As long as there will be life, you will have all the record available at your command. And life is eternal, it continues, even if the body is no longer there.
When there is no body, there is still karmas recorded.
Of course. Body is just a carrier, no more than that. And also in India, we talk about the air body, the Vayu Sharir.
Vayu Sharir.
How it is developed? The more you will practice pranayama, the more retention of breath you will master in many certain ways. So that air will become condensed and concentrated in the shape of your body. That's why the cleansing of nadis is so important, so the air, the breath and the pranic force will reach every corner of your body in every place, and so a perfect air body will take shape. And then you are in the air body, you have a condensed body, concentrated body, and you are free to do anything. It is a very powerful thing.
And it continues to exist after the physical body dies?
Yes.
Well, then
once you will realize that, you will be able to enter any body also. After leaving your body, you can enter any body through the breath. And also it will make you realize the God also, because the breath actually begins from Him. It is one, everywhere, and it is individual as well. So Hirdaya, or the heart is a very complicated term. You simply cannot say that this is my heart. It is heart, and in the beginning it is the carrier of your pranic force also. But when you practice yoga, the center may change to your brain. That's why yogis go into samadhi, their heart stops, their breath stops, everything stops, but even then they remain alive. The place may change, but the heart will always remain in you, even without your physical. But always remember, your body is much more powerful than the physical one. If it has been formed by the continuous practice of yoga, it can do any miracle. Here is everywhere, all over the earth. And air is air, not only oxygen. Every gas is part of air.
But what is air then? What is it? It is a mixture, it is a certain proportional proportion.
I think it is a thing from the God Himself, and it is the connecting thing between your physical body and your spirit, and even God. And this is a thing which you can feel, but it remains invisible always. But we experience it. And in our small ways, we are able to regulate our breath to a little or a certain extent only. But even that much is enough to realize so many things in that. It is the basis of all knowledge. No breath, no life. Our very life depends on that. When two elements drops off, three elements, earth element, water element and the fire drops off, and only air and the ether remains. It is like a super body. You can be anywhere instantaneously. What you are practicing is an art which will take you beyond every result of your karma. The practice in itself is such a strong karma that all lesser karma will be washed away with it. And I think they must have been washed away by now. And also it is believed in the yogic circle that as long as the tongue is in Kheshri Mudra position, no karma will touch you. That's why higher practices are given only after Kheshri Mudra, then you have gone beyond your karmas. If you will remain in the influence of your karma, no matter what you practice, it will always remain incomplete. And very high psychic experiences or spiritual experiences will evade you. They will never be there. Also, one French scientist has discovered that water also retains the memory. No matter how many times you distill it, if you have taken a dip in a certain pond or a river, the water of that pond or river will retain the memory that you had took a dip once. No matter if you distill it 100,000 times, the memory will remain there. It made me understand that why the water in India is so important. You are going to the holy places, you have to take a holy dip there. You have to drink a little bit of that water. I concluded that 71% in our body is also water. So suppose if you begin to live at a certain place, because water is retaining the memory and you will continue to drink that, you have to use water. So ultimately your water content in your body will be replaced by that water. That means what? The memory of all those high spiritual things and everything will come inside you. And with your practice someday, it will take inside and you will just realize, yes, this is what happened and this is how it is done. So most of the Hindu, even in Christianity, no Christianity without holy water. Everybody has to take it. So it is directly influencing about the water content of our body. There was a science in itself. And also the Allah showed me a movie that when the prayers are being done, the water molecules have a different shape, and when all the bad things are done, the water molecule shape is very different, distorted, unharmonious. So simply knowing all these elements and their effect, then earth must also be having a memory. Every atom, everything, every molecule is having a different memory. So maybe by realizing that we will become definite part of the nature, we will realize that. Instead of thinking that we are separate from that. And the day earth will accept you as her own, your life is made. Nothing can happen to you. No negative thing, no harm, nothing can come. If earth herself will begin to protect you, just imagine what can happen. that would be the brain. And also you will realize that it is a tongue which creates every kind of problem in life. You just say something wrong and you are in trouble. If you say something right, you are okay. If this is the tongue, which makes you go through so many different experiences. And every religion says that you try to control your tongue. Every religion. But what is the real control of the tongue? Only yogis can teach, which you have already learned. These were our interpretations that the controlling of the tongue means don't go after tasty things, don't go after spicy food, never say lie, always say good thing, always be truthful. Of course, they are very good things for a good conduct, but the controlling of the tongue is totally different matter, which you know already. So what appears as a very superficial thing has a very deeper meaning if you explore that. And also I realized about, you were talking about the blood of the Christ. You see, if somebody may have tasted the blood of Jesus, his whole DNA must have entered him. The whole genetic memory, the DNA is everything. And it will give him a chance to be like Christ himself, because the memory will enter him. All the records of Jesus Christ will enter him. I think those were lucky ones who were present at his time of crucifixion or when he was moving on earth. And where his blood dropped, it is still a holy place. It has its own effect. So if you will act like a aghori or a yogi from India and go to the place where he was roaming and his blood dropped, you just take the soil and just smell it all over, eat a little, so maybe some memory will just pass on to you also.
Aghoris do this.
Well, they usually do it, so maybe they are trying to connect with the earth herself. See, just imagine where the drops of the blood of Christ dropped. That area might be retaining the memory also, or maybe the memory has spread all over the earth. But there you will find it concentrated. He breathed, he breathed there, he did so many things there. His blood dropped there, his sweat dropped there. His breathing memory is still there, those breath molecules, the air molecules are there. But the holy places have a very definite meaning now. Also, another thing is that there is fluid inside our brain and in the spine also that is full of fluid, cerebral fluid. So whatever holy water or anything holy you will have, it will directly enter your mind also after being infiltrated by your system. And I think I have gone on record to say to so many Rishis that the chakras actually form by practice inside the cerebral fluid in the spine at those certain points. Only then you will become a wise man. And when all the water or the say that fluid inside the spine is supercharged, and then only the kundalini will come up. Suddenly it will never happen. So you are practicing continuously to charge that. You see, you know already that how the practice is done. One day with continuous practice and remembering home and all that thing, they will begin to fall there. And the fluid inside will be supercharged and it will directly affect your cerebral fluid inside the brain and your subconscious mind will come to life. I would say that there will be a transference of the place of the heart. The heart, instead of being here, will reach your mind, your head. So first you prepare your head. Then you take off your heart and then you go to your navel and do something like Freemasons do, and then the change takes place. And then it's a new life beginning. That's why they say it is a new life. Also in India we call them Dvij, twice born.
Twice born.
Yes.
Exactly.
In every religion there is a theory of being twice born. Or a new life, or eternal life. This life is nothing, the next life is eternal. This is for realized beings who have gone through those accomplishments or say achievements. And I think probably that's why every preacher is preaching that don't look at the world. Because it will divert your concentration.
Don't look at the world.
Yes, for pleasure, for entertainment, for this and for that. Because your concentration will be diverted. And only concentrated effort will bring on concentrated result in that.